Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast. I am so happy to be here with everyone this morning. This is Julie Anderson, your host for today, Julie, a.k.a. Brain Lady Anderson, and this is going to be a really fun show, let me tell you. We're going to have some fun with this one. It is all about San Diego Fashion Week, and it's a really good topic because, as you know, obviously, in the year of 2020, everyone has started to adjust and change, and there are so many events that were so visually important to be in person, right? There are things that companies and businesses have been struggling with. How do I make these adjustments to not being able to have large events where a lot of people attend? And I would guess this has really hit the fashion industry hard, and that's one of the reasons why we have our guest for today. Now, before I introduce our guest, I want to always, as always, remind everybody, take a deep breath, breathe, relax, and stay on till the end of the program, because that's when you hear all the juicy stuff. It's also when you hear how you can get connected more with Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, whether you want to be a potential guest or become a member with our group, either on our social media group or our meetup group, or actually become a member that gets exposure on our website as a whole, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. So hang on with us till the end of the program to hear all that juicy stuff. All right, let's get to this. Let's talk about going viral in the fashion industry. And I'm going to read you a little bit about our guest today. She is the director of Fashion Week San Diego. Gwen Bates oversees marketing strategy, talent management, and event operations for the Bi-Coastal Fashion Show. An entrepreneur at heart and no stranger to the fashion world, Bates brings extensive entrepreneurial and mentorship experience to her role. In 2015, Bates founded the GFASH, a red carpet accessory brand designed for the runway, which she continues to use as a gateway to implement outreach programs in the community centered around social services involving self-esteem and confidence-building missions. And we are going to talk about how they are embracing this new environment of the viral media and how they're going viral with the fashion industry. Gwen, welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Show today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, this is just going to be fun. When Kelly, my assistant, lined this one up, I'm like, oh, what a fun topic, as well as actually a lot of serious points. You know, how are you doing this? How are you, you know, making this? So we'll get to that in the show today. But tell me a little bit about what brought you, how you got to this point in your life of doing, like, what made you establish or become part of the San Diego Fashion Week and this, is it GFASH? Is that how you pronounce it?
It's GFASH.
GFASH. Oh, GFASH, as in GFASH, and got it. Okay, so tell us what brought you here.
I can tell you from two perspectives. So I definitely know that Allison Andrews, the founder, she saw a need in the marketplace for a gap. You know, she filled the gap for Fashion Week San Diego by bringing it to Fashion Week in 2007. So myself, I have been a designer since 2007 with my accessory company. And in 2014, I founded the Glam Crafter Marketplace, which is in La Jolla. And it was one of the really funnest vendor events I've ever did. So I say that to say that I've always had my hand in some type of event coordinating and event planning. And so just mentoring small premium brands in general, I fell in love with helping people succeed in the fashion space financially. And, you know, it's really near and dear to my heart. So Fashion Week San Diego was very special to me as well, as I also have the opportunity here to work with incredible brands on the runway from start to finish. And what really led me here is that I know the hustle and bustle of starting something from the ground up and, you know, that whole foundation building. And, you know, just having this opportunity when Allison and I did start talking in 2019, it made a lot of sense. She already built it up to what it needs to be. And, you know, she did a lot of the laying the foundation. So it was easy for me to come in and do what, you know, I would like to do and continue on with her foundation and her, you know, her vision and, you know, just mirror mine to that as well. And just being able to be in the director's seat and, you know, have that influence as a visual, you know, giving the audience a visual presentation, that's, to me, it's very exciting. And it's something that's very impactful. And it's something that I really love to do. And so, you know, being a part of Fashion Week San Diego, totally no-brainer. It's always been in my heart. I'm also a native to San Diego, so I'm one of the rare people here, born and raised. So San Diego has a soft spot in my heart as well. And just being able to, you know, be on this platform and have it and, you know, mirror it with my other fashion company, it just made total sense. But I definitely have always been entrepreneur at heart, and I've always been on the fashion scene in one way or another, whether it's helping brands or being in production with other companies. It definitely made this segue into Fashion Week San Diego directorship an easy decision, and one that I'm super excited about and thrilled, even though, you know, it happened in the midst of COVID.
That was an additional challenge we probably were not ready for ever thinking you'd have to do.
No, it wasn't part of my vision.
Right. We'll get that to that in just a minute. But tell me more about the upcoming, because you have one coming up here directly, the Art and Beauty Behind Fashion show. So tell me a little bit about that, and then maybe give us a kind of a highlight of what a few of the designers that are going to be there. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the Fashion Behind Art and Beauty happened in July. So this is actually a signature event to Fashion Week San Diego, and it's what makes Fashion Week San Diego so prominent, is all these signature events. So this event was in partnership with the Art Renewal Center, which is the largest online museum in the world. They have prestigious world-renowned artists. And they gave us 8 of their artists, and we paired them to 8 of our designers. And so what took place was a complementing of the painting. So our designers made one-of-a-kind couture pieces based on their interpretation of the painting. And we were set up to actually go to New York this year in July and do that whole presentation at Sotheby's International, which this year we are actually classified as a bi-national fashion week. So that was another win for us this year. But with the turn of COVID, we actually we had to make it a virtual event by orders of Sotheby's International, but it actually worked out better in our favor because now our exhibit will live live on their site indefinitely. So anybody who wants to check out what that event was like, you can actually go into the Sotheby's website and check it out with the Art Renewal Center and Fashion Week San Diego. But it's a very, very, very artsy event. And because this event has been done at Fashion Week San Diego so many times, you know, I'm sure it was very near and dear to Allison's heart to really implement the art side, because art is in everything we do. And we really wanted to highlight the makeup and the beauty and the art, the actual art behind this event. Our event this year coming up is going to happen in October. And so I do want to highlight a few brands that we do have. I will say that we have all exceptional hand-picked designers this year, but I do want to name someone, not, you know, in any particular order, but we do have Bea Cruz. She is our youngest designer. Her work is really heavy on detail, and she throws in an element of drama in her designs, and it's going to be really exciting to see on a live broadcast this year. She's also based in the Philippines, so that really adds to it. We would have loved to have her here physically this year, but she's been working through the U.S. postal system, so she's, like, on it. We also have Vanberry by Brian. So Brian is our top designer from 2018, and he's actually a local favorite. And he's going to be showing some attention-grabbing resort wear for men and women, along with some unisex looks, just being, you know, relevant to, you know, what's going on in society. And our diversity designer this year is WASH. It's WVSH, and it's for Win Victory, Stay Humble. So Karan is a designer who is a military veteran that took up sewing, and he has an incredible brand story that everybody needs to check out on our website. And his signature is oversized fit for urban West Coast leisure. And we're really excited to see how his runway turns out as well. And another one that I do want to highlight is Reform by Yoon. Yoon is actually a professor at a local college. And she has actually had some of our designers in her class, which I feel like is a really good twist. And her garments are 100% sustainable and upcycled. So she manages to produce high-quality garments from pre-constructed garments. So I think it's going to be a really interesting year on the runway with all of our designers. And we're very incredibly proud of all of them.
It sounds so fun. I'm visualizing in my mind's eye, you know, what they might have come up with. And there seems to be this theme, if you will, of comfort, like the comfort resort where the comfort at home, you know, it's kind of adjusting again and embracing the new work environment and just life environment that we have. It's pretty interesting. I'm looking forward to tying into it. So now tell us, because this has got to have been this COVID-19, the quarantine, the no big event. It has got to have been quite a challenge for your industry because you are such a tactile, in-person, visual industry, you know, and being able to be there and see 360 degrees length, width, height of an item of the fashion itself. Now you're stuck to this two-dimensional virtual space. So how has the fashion industry, or how can the fashion industry, if some of my entrepreneurial listeners are in the fashion industry, whether that's jewelry, you know, makeup, dress, clothes, whatever, how has it had to pivot, and what are the results of this pivot here in this year in 2020?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a unique year, to say the least. you know, I am looking around. I'm seeing a lot of fashion weeks and a lot of major brands pivot and do a successful job, you know, pivoting to an online platform and just being a little bit more creative than Zoom for everything. But in our case, the way we actually had to pivot was by putting people first. It was our first priority. And so we kind of had to just sit back and think, how do we do that? And so the first thing we did is we made our fashion business series accessible to the community. And so what those are, it was events that brought in experts on economics and fashion. We had Mercedes Gonzalez, you know, we had PR experts from Crow PR come into our feed and actually share and communicate with the fashion community. So it wasn't a closed forum. It was open. It was free so that everybody can find out how to navigate through this time together. So we tried to share those opportunities with our community. Next, we used Zoom. We used it to death. We used it for everything. We used it for our face-to-face and to minimize face-to-face meetings. And so we conducted our model call, which was 12 hours on Zoom, just doing it that way because it was safest. We also had our hair and makeup teams do their hair and makeup call this year on Zoom as well, and our small virtual events to provide some type of content right now. And so the way we did that by putting people first is we made sure that it was very safe. We made sure nobody was sick before they came up, and we kept it very minimal. We only used two models to, you know, do six looks. And we kept them distant, 6 feet apart. They had to do their own hair and makeup. They had to dress themselves. We did not use interns during this time. We just made sure that it's only the minimal essential people needed to make a virtual event happened. And, you know, a part of this is trusting in their abilities, trusting in others' abilities that we don't normally have to trust in, and just having that flexibility. I believe flexibility has really been key, honestly, to getting through this whole COVID season. And, you know, we're still in it, but still moving and keeping that momentum. And we also have fever checks, and we did and we have backups and understudies just in case someone feels sick at all. They, you know, are not to show up to anything that we are doing, and we have other people that we will call in for that. Secondly, you know, just pivoting, we took a pulse check, you know, in the community to be relevant to what is going on. And, you know, we ran out of fabric. Fabric stores were closed. Nobody had masks. So we reached out to our past designers and our current designers, and they actually were able to donate, you know, about 600 masks that we were able to donate to two hospitals and our local military, because California is a military state and they were in need as well. Another way that we are really getting through this time is just by staying innovative, you know, producing services, you know, services right now, like the Zoom series, and, you know, inviting in our fashion community and producing relevant content. I think that's a big one, because a lot of people don't know what to produce online. And I think at the onset of COVID, people didn't know how do they stay on social media but be sensitive to what's going on. And so, you know, a big part of that is, like you said, you know, comfort, you know. You need to sell things that are comfortable, maybe pajamas, you know, maybe sell hope right now, you know, on your social media feed. And for us as an organization, we were providing, you know, social media content that conveyed a message of inspiration, such as our virtual fashion stories, you know, that it's being done socially responsibly. And we're giving you this content during this time that there's not much, you know, content out there, to keep the fashion industry, you know, going and showing that it still can be done, but you just have to be very responsible when you do it. And, you know, it just kept the momentum going for us, and we felt it was very important to have content.
That's awesome. It's amazing how much the social media platforms can be, we always hear all of the, we hear a lot of times the negatives. And yet you can, if you're using it right, you can definitely have a positive impact on people and places, and especially during this time, you know, sharing that positive content. So I applaud you for that. That's amazing. So as we, this show does address and talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, people out there who are not just in the fashion industry, but across all industries. What are some tips, because you obviously have a history prior to the becoming manager of the Fashion Week in San Diego, or this particular event, sorry. What are some tips that you can give these women entrepreneurs to help them to navigate, you know, you're having to navigate some choppy waters. What are some of the tips that you can give rising female entrepreneurs?
Yeah, definitely. I would say, you know what, keep inventing. Don't stop just because it looks like things are not going well. One thing we are seeing is that people are still inventing. People are coming up with great ideas and doing exceptionally well right now. So keep going, and keep going in the lane that you're going in. Just find a unique way to bring it to the current climate, because nobody knows when we're going to be out of this climate. So just find a way to be relevant right now. And as I mentioned, if you're a designer, keep your couture line. Yes, you need that. That's what makes you, your aesthetic. But also maybe have a cheaper line of making masks, you know, have masks for sale. Have pajama bottoms. I'm a firm believer in pajama bottoms, especially with all these Zooms. That's all you need is a really good pair of pajama bottoms. Do something that's very relevant right now to bring in that cash flow. And also, don't be scared to reach out. There are places like the SBDC that's all over, the SBA, SCORE. They have mentors. They have people that help you, you know, keep that confidence when you feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't find any cash. And honestly, there is cash out there. I know it sounds like the PPP is gone, the PPP, you know, all this is gone. But there are still organizations out there, such as the Red Backpack, such as Tory Burch. And they work with women and women who are in business and women who are in, you know, progress of becoming more professional. So I would say just keep going and reach out because it's out there. And Google search everything. Put in a Google AdWords, you know, that just pops up the things that you are looking for. Maybe it's grants, loans, capital, and, you know, and it'll populate to your email every single day. But don't do it alone. Reach out. Always have a mentor, because even mentors have mentors.
Yes. I am a firm believer of mentors and coaching. And that is one of the one of the things that a lot of entrepreneurs I find, and I am, you know, a perfect example of that when I really started building Your Best Mind, my company, years and years and years ago. It's like, you don't know what you don't know. So you jump into the world of being an entrepreneur because you have this amazing big vision of this amazing business, product, whatever it is, and you don't know all the details of what it takes to build a thriving business. So reaching out, that's wonderful advice, reaching out to mentors. I tell people, develop a board of advisors. Don't have to have, you know, nice, well, I'm just a little company. I'm not talking about a board of directors. I'm saying a board of advisors, a group of trusted advisors that you can run ideas past. And going to SHRM and some of these, not SHRM, the ones that you mentioned, you know, the different ones that have that experience in the background. That's excellent advice. Excellent advice. And for those of you listening, if you are in the fashion industry and you are new and up and coming, you now have been introduced to Gwen. So I'm sure you can reach out to Gwen about how to make these adjustments and possibly, you know, help to support her in her endeavors as well with this upcoming event. So tell us about the event. I mean, we touched on it at the beginning, but how can the people listening, or anyone who listens to this podcast, when is the event exactly, and how can someone get involved with Fashion Week in San Diego as a brand, as a sponsor, or, you know, perhaps as maybe they want to learn more and they want to intern online type of thing. So when is it and how can they get involved?
Sure. The event itself is going to be one night, and it's going to be October 17th at 6 p.m., and we're going to do a live broadcast. So it will not be a regular audience, just an essential audience full of our designers, their teams, our models, interns, photography, that just essential personnel on site. But you can get involved and really help us out right now by purchasing a ticket. Just go to our website at www.fashionweeksd.com. This is the first time in history that our tickets are only $40. And we did that because we had to take that pulse in the community, and COVID has hit a lot of people in a financial way. So this is our way of being, you know, responsible in that way and, you know, just looking at what our audience needs. And so the first time that tickets are ever $40, just $40, and you get the best view. You'll get to have a sneak peek of what goes beyond, you know, beyond the stage to backstage, and that's never been done before either. So I think it's an incredible year for anybody who's wanted to attend or watch this event. It is only $40 this year, and if you go to our website, you can't miss it. It's right in front of your face, and you just click on it, and it'll take you to the ticket link. If you're a designer or a brand that wants to be affiliated, go to our website. We do have a link there that says become a designer or become a sponsor, and you can take a look at our sponsor deck, or you can just send us an email to info@fashionweeksd.com for more information. And, you know, right now we are definitely helping our sponsor some local companies that may want some visibility right now. We're doing like a really big COVID deal this year. So, and that's an effort to keep sponsors visible with our website and this large organization. So we're definitely always doing this all year long, always taking any information all year long from designers, brands, sponsors. And if anybody who just wants to know how to be a part of the event, you can also go to our website and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get a beautiful newsletter to your inbox twice a month.
Love it. I love it. So for those of you who are listening, all of that information is on the show page. So if you go to the podcast Going Virtual in the Fashion Industry at the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network on the Women Entrepreneurs Show, you will find on that show page all of the ways that you can stay in contact with the Fashion Week San Diego, or the fashion, this particular upcoming event. Now, you said October 17th, 6 p.m., but you're bi-coastal, so is that 6 p.m. Pacific time or 6 p.m. Eastern?
It's Pacific time.
Okay.
We didn't work out. We can work out that kink next year.
Right. Right. It's a, I am forever getting myself in trouble when I do events with people in, you know, in Europe, or I do event. I'm like, wait a minute, what time is it here? Right. Okay. All right. Well, that works good. You heard it. You heard it here. How you can get involved, how you can sponsor, how you can just go and simply be a part of it by attending it with the discounted tickets. And I just want to say thank you very much. So she gave all of her contacts, Fashion Week, SD, S as in San Diego, SD as in San Diego, fashionweeksd.com. Instagram is Fashion Week SD. YouTube is Fashion Week San Diego, right? So you've got all of these different ways that you can stay connected to this upcoming event on October 17th. And we will, if you like this show, if you like this information, let's help give them some additional exposure by sharing this program. Share this show out to your social media, if you're a listener, to your social media sphere of influence, and see if we can't just get them tons and tons of tickets to support them during this time. All right. Well, thank you so very much, Gwen, for being with us on the program today. I greatly appreciate it. It was fun. It's fun. A whole different world out there, and everybody's just, you know, having to embrace this new environment. And it's exciting when we can, that technology is where it is, so that we can do that with a measure of ease. So thank you very much, Gwen, for being on the program today. And I will try to get you extra exposure for this upcoming event.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. All right. So what a fun show. I love doing shows that have a completely different twist than what I personally am used to doing or am used to being involved with. So this is fun. Fashion Week. I'm going to have to attend that. I'm going to have to look at my calendar, see if we can't do October. It's in the evening. Should be just fine. So hopefully we'll see you there in the virtual audience. All right. Thank you for being on thank you for tying in and listening to the podcast today. As normal, I always want to remind everybody, we have amazing resources at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. We are the one-stop shop for women, for wisdom, for business support. If you are a female entrepreneur, you need to be part of our group. And if you coach women entrepreneurs, if you have knowledge and you want to be there to support women entrepreneurs, then you need to be one of our experts, one of our premier experts. So you can go to womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. That is all plural, right? So it's women entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. I know it's a mouthful, but hey, it's a unique name. Womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. We are, again, the Resource Center for Women with Wisdom and Success. We have several different levels of membership. We have just a basic member that gets your presence on the website. We cross-link to your website, so you got great SEO going on there, all the way up to, as I said, a premier expert. If you have an area of expertise in relationship and work-life balance, if you coach or you work with authors and speakers in any way, speaker services, anything like that, If you are in sales, marketing, and branding, every woman entrepreneur needs to know this or needs to have a resource for help with this. Health and wellness, coaching and consulting. If you're a virtual assistant or you run social media campaigns or help manage social media accounts, we need you here on as a premier expert. We are pulling together these experts to support women. I said it before on the show, earlier on the show, we don't know what we don't know. So we jump into our entrepreneurial businesses with excitement, and then we don't know what to do. We don't know how to brand ourselves. We don't know how to put together a marketing strategy. We don't know how to, you know, what do I post and when do I post and how do I post? And then I'm so dedicated to my life. How do I keep my health and wellness and my relationships and work-life balance? I mean, it all becomes very overwhelming for a female entrepreneur. And that is what the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire group is all about. So join us. Follow us on Facebook. That we have a page, although we pay more attention to the group, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire group. So you can join our group there. And you can, if you want, if you're interested in being on the show, you think of someone that should be interviewed on the show, then reach out to us at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Again, all plural, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com, info@. If you have questions, if you want to be a member and you have a question about something on the website, we're going through a lot of growing pains right now. So everything's kind of flowing and growing, and we love it. It might lead to some questions, so shoot us some questions, and my assistant, Kelly, or I will get back with you. All right, everyone. Thank you again so very much for being on the program, tuning into the podcast today. If you like it, if you enjoy it, give us some love. Give us a thumbs up. Like us, follow us, share us. That's what we ask, all right? And until next week, I want everyone to enjoy every moment.